Last year, the Queensland Competition Authority released a draft report which recommended the streamlining of regulation in the aquaculture industry to encourage investment. The final report is yet to be released by the state government, and Gold Coast prawn farmer Nick Moore says the delay is causing real problems for the industry.
Obviously, from the wild, it's a very finite resource, and we just can't keep taking more and more from the wild. It's not going to be there to take. It's the only way we'll be able to feed the population of the planet, and Australia has the great opportunity to follow that, but it seems that we're the only country in the world where aquaculture isn't the fastest growing primary industry, and that's just wrong.
The Country Hour has contacted the Minister for Fisheries, Bill Byrne, who says...
The government will be releasing the report in due course for consultation. I'm an enthusiastic supporter of aquaculture, and as the Fisheries Minister, I want to support its development and expansion. We want to ensure that we make the right decisions so that aquaculture can thrive and prosper in the future.
Despite these comments, President of the Australian Prawn Farmers Association, Matt West, says his members are disappointed there has still not been any clear indication of state government support for industry expansion.
We've gone to ministers and, you know, we just keep pushing and pushing and pushing that way. At the moment, there's still not much love on it at all. We're really hoping that that'll change soon so that the relevant government organisations that are involved in the whole process can then start streamlining themselves and working together.
Queensland produces 80% of Australia's prawns, but prawn farmer Nick Moore says there is huge potential to grow the industry.
About 10 years ago, we hit the 5,000 tonne mark within Australia of prawn producing from farms, which is minuscule considering that the wild guys do 25,000 and there's imported to double that again. We could easily do, you know, 10 times that amount given just some of the land available within Queensland, some of the land certainly available in the northern parts of Australia, Western Australia. It really is limitless as how far you want to take it.
He believes the impasse is over the perceived impact the nutrient and sediment runoff from fish farms could have on the Great Barrier Reef ecosystem.
There's been too much worry that prawn farmers will increase the amount of nutrients runoff and then eventually find its way to the reef. And that's been shown very, very clearly by SORI. That's just not the case. The runoff and the nutrients produced and the very small amount now of nutrients we do release is assimilated very well into the environment long before it gets to the reef.
Australian Prawn Farmers Association Vice President John Maloney says the industry is working towards implementing a stewardship action plan, which would reduce nutrient and sediment runoff over the next 5 years.
We're going to work on various systems like our discharge water systems, treatment systems, like our feed supplies, and we will monitor, track, and report back on where we're headed towards that. We would like to operate our businesses with no impact whatsoever on the environment. We're already very close to that. Our water quality is world's best practice. We just want to get that as close to zero impact as we possibly can.